Good morning. My name is Christian Walker. I'm 15 years old, and for those 15 years, I've been attending GBC. I'm here for the purpose of sharing my testimony, having been saved from myself and from the wrath of God through Christ. When I was 5 years old, I began to question what we were taught. I was terrified of hell, and there was no doubt in my mind about its existence. But I did doubt the validity of the scriptures. I remember asking my parents how we knew this religion was the right one. I got two answers. One was that the gospel was not a works-based salvation like every other religion was, and the other was that the Bible was grounded in historical fact. These answers did not persuade me, but I had nowhere else to turn, so I subscribed to the Orthodox Christian ideology. That was until I was six. There was an NGM session where we were in Exodus, and we were discussing the Ten Commandments. We learned that once the law was broken, it was broken. There was no repairing it. The only way to fulfill the broken law was through Christ's death on the cross. But I struggled with that. I knew the gospel, but I also knew God was holy. I didn't think any holy God could forgive the quantity of sins I had committed. And so I did not view the gospel as an option for me. I got home and I asked my mom how to unbreak the law, and I got the same answer. So I went up to my bedroom and I tried to figure it all out. I figured that works could not work because I had to repair the law, and I could not do that. I figured that I committed too many sins, and so Christ's death on the cross was not enough to forgive me. So I thought that there must have been a third method of salvation, something no one had ever come up with, or throughout history, something that no one had ever come up with. This did not lead anywhere. I was terrified. I even considered atheism for a bit, but I soon put that to death because I knew Romans 1 was true, although I did not know that passage at that time. I was lost, and I was a very anxious kid, so I was very overwhelmed by anxiety. One summer, it got so bad that I couldn't eat much of anything, and in 2 weeks, my mom had told me that I had lost a lot of weight that I should not have been losing. I turned to my mom for comfort, and my mom's intention was to destroy my anxiety, so it was never coddled. All the while, my view of God was distorted, and it turned from how could a holy God forgive the quantity of my sins to what God was so cruel that he dangles salvation in front of us for us to think that we have a great treasure. This train of thought continued until it spiraled down into depression, suicidal thought, the world is better off without me, etc. This led to extremely self-centered behavior. I was awful to my siblings, and I hated them thoroughly. I would never have told my parents that because I did not want to get into that conflict. But if anyone else would have asked, I would have told them without hesitation. There was no reason behind this hatred. It was irrational. At this point, I was about 12. I had said something unnecessary about my little sister. So my mom responded by telling me that I was terrible. I was extremely prideful, so that stung. I asked why she said that of me, and she revealed my actions to me. So my mom had me unravel my thought process and explain what I had been thinking. And from there, she showed me the deception that was my depression, just as she had done with my anxiety before it. I learned in that moment that I was living for myself. That needed to change. I was then able to think of my brother without radiating with hatred. It was at that point that I was willing to accept Christ's death on the cross for my sins as the means by which I could live for him and not myself. I've seen his gospel work in me through a willingness to love now, a lack of anxiety, contentment in circumstances I hadn't been before. Therefore, in obedience, I'm here to be baptized as a testament to God's grace in my life, in giving me the capacity to love and repent from living for self. This is also a plea that all of you who call yourselves believers hold me accountable. I need to pursue holiness, and although I'll never truly be able to destroy my sin, my sins must not be allowed to exist. Thank you.